someone you can't live without. Except, and if there's someone you can't just shove, don't do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go.
Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, to episode 450 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name's Orbital Albert, and on today's show, I'm very excited to be bringing you the second last pinball award show of the year, but definitely not the second last important. That's correct. It is the Nerdies, the junior version, also known as the Junior Nerdies. It's time to nerd out in a way that only Orbital Albert can. I'm going to be co-hosting here with Elwyn on my lap. She's in for a long winter's nap. I've tired her out outside so that she will not distract. She won't jump on my lap. She won't accidentally unplug the laptop or the microphone or have to go outside halfway through. All for you, for the importance of the Junior Nerdies. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the hell is a Junior Nerdy? It was very, very important to me to make sure that the Nerdies that I co-hosted about a week ago with my wonderful wife, Drop Target Danielle, was under an hour. But the problem was, is I had like 2 hours of recorded stuff. Some of it I was a little too drunk to use. Some of it I just went off topic even more than often. Others of it, just I said something stupid or dumb, and mostly just there was many people that were left out, left on the cutting room floor, so to speak. Well, guess what? On the cutting room floor, no more. I've picked you up. I've put you into a Dennis Kreisel size 3-inch little trophy size, little din-din pocket size trophy Zach the Topper Messiah, many would say. And I will say this, I do have to start by apologizing. Mr. Christopher Franchi wrote me and let me know that the song is Enid. I think I said Eden. I'm sorry. I haven't listened to that album in like 3 decades, and I had a bad memory, and that was before I became a teenager and started enjoying the devil's lettuce on a daily, if not hourly basis. But you'll be very happy to know that song, and this is correct because I've got it up on YouTube. I can see it right here. It's called Be My Yoko Ono. That's right. The famous Yoko Ono herself. And in that particular song, that was by the Bare Naked Ladies, of course. Now, the song Enid is what we're going to go out on, okay? So, and it's Enid, not Eden. I'm so sorry. I don't know. I have no clue if Ed Robertson's at. I'm assuming Ed Robertson does not have time to listen to all 450 of my pinball podcasts. Ed Robertson probably only has time to listen to the top two or three, and I am not them. I'm just squeezing in there at number five, right? So, or at least I tell myself in my delusional world, for me personally to listen to, it would be number like whatever however many there is, like 37 now. This would be 38th. Now, it's been about 2 years, and I did go back and I listened to some of the interviews that I did, like on episode, I believe it was 247, but go look in the 240s there. I interview, there's only like 120 listens on it. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I interview Legendary Peace. Some of you might know him from Facebook as Peaceman Nick. I also interview Ryan Kuiper. I go back and listen to, I interview a lot of people. Chris from Helicon, I believe, is on there. I haven't got to it yet. Anyways, yeah, was listening to that this morning. So I do once in a while, like a couple years later, I'll go back just for a moment in time. And that's really what I do this for. So it's been so fun for me to go back and listen to like episode 40, where I have Hayden and Owen on for the first time, or just that sort of thing. It's just a nice, and to listen to, like, you know, when I went to Pinburg, being able to relive that whole experience of going to Pinburg was awesome. But we're not here to talk about me for once. We're here to talk about some of the maybe lesser known people in pinball media, and it didn't squeeze into the hour. Some of these people I added later, some of these people were here already, but let's just do it. And we're going to do it in Orby style with a top five list. So newbie podcasters, here we go. Now, Joshua Jacobs didn't quite fit the mold because I believe he did American Pinball. He did his other podcast first. And Crystal Gemmick didn't quite fit in here for the Plum, because even though that's new this year, she, of course, was part of the Riptide Pinball podcast before. And she's also recorded two one-offs for something called Bumper to Bumper. And, you know, so she's been in and around the game for a while. So it wasn't quite right. I wanted to add people here who basically, like, last December I had never even heard of. Okay. So number five on this list is Craig Bobby. Welcome back, Craig Bobby. You just won a Nerdy Junior. That's right. You and you're going to have to split it. I'm sorry, Craig Bobby. It's not just for you. It's for you and the little flipper. That is his daughter. She's really cute. It's funny to hear her on the show. It's interesting because until Little Flipper was on the Pinball Podcasting, Lil, the first Lil in Pinball Podcasting, Lil Orby Jr., had been on the show with me for a couple years. So he was the youngest pinball podcaster until that came out. That I know of. I'm sure there's somewhere, probably in Yugoslavia, there's a pinball podcast I don't know about. And there's Little Sergey Fedorov. Little Sergey Fedorov is a good, it's a good show. All right, number four on that list is Tim the Lion Man Lee. Now, it's not actually Tim the Lion Man Lee that's on this list. And it's also not even his son, Josh, who could have been included in here because Josh and Tim are both newer to podcasting. But I actually wanted to give this one. They all do great on Life Lessons with Tim Lee. And if you have Tim Lee on your Facebook, make sure you message him and get a copy of that. I think there's some really good tidbits of truth in there. And it's kind of fun listening to how much Josh doesn't care sometimes and how excited Noah is for it. So Noah, I would say, you know, if I were to compare Josh and Noah to mine, I would say Hayden is sort of like Josh, kind of, you know, yeah, okay, fine, okay, I'll record the podcast with you if I have to, Dad, but meh. Now, I don't know that to be true for sure. I've never met Josh, but Noah, congratulations on your little junior nerdy. And if you guys know Tim, make sure you message him and get a copy of Life Lessons with Tim Lee. All right, maybe it should be changed to Life Lessons with Lion Man. I don't know. Could get more listens. All right. Number three is Joel Engelbert Humperdinck for Just Another Pinball Podcast. Joel, the first few episodes, I honestly thought it was, I mean, if I had to be critical, it was a little bit slow. Now, mind you, my first 100 episodes, Julie Dorsers, Pinturn Extraordinaire, actually said, Albert, I tried listening, but there was so much dead air between every comment all the time, and it was so slow, I just couldn't listen. And I said, Julie, listen it two times. And then three times in the last year, I've had people tell me, oh, Albert, you're the only pinball podcast I don't even listen to in fast forward because you already speak so fast. And I'm like, whoa, it only took 450 episodes and I went from the slowest speaking pinball podcaster on the planet to like the one of the only dudes you can't even fast forward. Now, if I got rid of the words, yeah, and like, can you imagine like how fast like I would be? Like all my podcasts would like be half the time. I'm trying to get rid of filler words. That's part of my five things. It's sort of like the Poor Man's Pinball Podcast. They have their five secret pillars to enter the tribe. I have like my five secret things I want to do better between now. I don't want to spill too many beans, but between now and episode 500, I really want to get rid of some filler words among four other things I'm working on. And I will tell you two of them because the Poor Man let a couple out. One of them is also shortening the episodes. One of them is also not going off topic. Look at me. I've told you three of the five. I'm saving the other two for myself. All right, here we go. So Joel, when he first came out, I thought maybe he spoke a little slower. And as someone who doesn't listen to any pinball podcast at 1.5 times, mind you, all I have is time. I'm by myself here on the homestead like 50 hours a week with honestly, the closest people to me are the 500 people in the graveyard back behind my house. That's not entirely true. Once in a while, a car will drive by. Every 4 to 5 hours, I will see a car drive by. And for just a moment, when they're right in front of my house, they're only like 200 feet from me. Well, it depends. See, if I'm back out with the goats, I'm still closer to the dead people. But anyways, the dead people don't bug me at all. It's a little creepy once in a while. A lot of people, and I understand, you know, I understand why you would do it. A lot of people put these solar lights with these flowers by the gravestones. The only thing with that is it's kind of up on a hill. And then so then at nighttime, as it gets dark every night, I try not to glance out the window that way. But I always see tons of floating and, you know, depending on the wind through the trees, you can see them sparkling and moving around. And it's like, ah, geez, no wonder the real estate agent didn't bring us from that direction with the big sign that says River Hibbert Cemetery. Anyways, you have nothing to be afraid of from dead people. You should be far more afraid of live people, especially stupid live people. But that being said, let's get back to Joel here. Joel has got better and better and better. The last time he had Scott Denisi on, and I already shouted this out, he killed it. I actually really think that I see Joel's place being kind of like a learned man in pinball role. Of course, that Nerdy's award went to Mr. Dennis Kreisel of the Pinball Show and Eclectic Gamers Pinball Podcast, or sorry, Eclectic Gamers Podcast, because it's pinball and gaming. And I really feel like he is a great straight man. So someday, maybe Joel, you and I could record, maybe I could have you on the show and we could see how we do with our banter, because I think you're the kind of guy that could keep a weird, crazy Kramer type personality like me under wraps. He's more the Jerry Seinfeld. He's funny, but he's also like patient, and he's rhythmed, and he's calm, and he's cool, and he's collective. He's the cool hand, Luke, and I'm like the spaz. I'm like, oh my gosh. I almost made fun of someone who just passed away. Okay, I almost said I'm kind of like Screech from Saved by the Bell. But Diamond Dallas Page, love you, bro. I got to party with you. Believe it or not, my good buddy Big E, who had Mr. Eric Norwood, he came to that concert. So Screech used to be in a band. Screech from Saved by the Bell, by the way, passed away. I'm sorry if you're just hearing here. I know that, you know, most of the world is going through huge turmoil, so this wasn't a big deal. But he was 43, so that's pretty young. I mean, I'm going to be 41 in a couple months. He got lung cancer, I believe, and passed away very quickly. And I don't know if he was a cigarette smoker, but I can say this with very little doubt. He definitely liked to smoke the devil's weed, because this guy, from my best recollection, bugged me two, if not three times after his concert during the after party to go outside to get some fresh air. And my buddy Eric, who very rarely ever will enjoint in a puff, came outside with us and said, just so I can say, and I got to call him and double check on this. Not going to lie, I was probably 15 beers in before Diamond Dallas even went on stage. He played in a band called Salty and the Pocket Knife. Anyways, I partied with him at Fanshawe College in London, and the band isn't great. Don't go listen to the music. It's not great. It's no Bare Naked Ladies. You won't want to be his Yoko Ono. I'll say that. But anyways, Eric decided to have a puff or two with us because it was the three of us in the circle, and like, we're elbows out. Nobody's getting in here. Sorry. Like, if you went to a college or university in the 90s, you know, elbows out. If you're smoking a little something, you make sure that 15 people don't pop in and go, hey, how's it going? Can I have a puff? How you doing? I haven't seen you forever. So we kind of, you know, you want to have Eric in there, 'cause he's a pretty big guy. And Diamond's pretty small, but also very popular. But if he yells at you, Screech is yelling at you. Screech is like, hey guys, we're busy over here. Get away. Okay. That was like the worst Screech ever. Mark Silk somewhere is very disappointed. I'm sorry, Mark. But we got to keep going here. I've gone way too far off. Diamond Dallas Page, rest in peace, buddy. Am I Diamond Dallas? Am I now mentioning a wrestler? Probably. I'll hear from Franchi later. Franchi's kind of my proof editor, but he proofs it after it's out and it's too late to change it. I should do my Franchi correction of the day. Would be kind of fun. I will say this, Christopher Franchi, thank you so much for doing that really rad version of the trophy for the Nerdies. That Christmas podcast, I listened to it again, even since the Nerdies. I don't listen to the interview part at the end so much, and I kind of skipped through, you know, the interview about the Christmas Secret Santa. As interesting as that is, I've heard it a couple times, but I just love listening to them getting in and out of the pinball mobile and going to visit, you know, everybody. They went to visit the who's who of pinball. All right, next on this list is Mr. Marv Loco. Marv Loco, you're so crazy. So not only does Marv Loco, make sure you follow him on YouTube if you haven't, he does like a video style podcast. It actually reminds me of mine a lot, even though he has far less filler words. He's a way better competitive player than me. I think he won his state finals. His actual name is, I'm forgetting his actual name, but he was on the Final Round Pinball podcast. Go follow Marv Loco. I agree with like 80% of his takes. I think sometimes he stands up a little bit too much for the machines he owns. That's the nice thing. I'm like the only pinball podcaster on the planet who's never purchased a new in-box pinball machine. Am I right? No, it's me. It's It's me, and first place on this list, Jesse J. Congratulations. Man, okay. Jesse J, I honestly thought when I was reading the Twippies, and I haven't mentioned this really before on the show, but when I was reading the who was nominated for the dropdown, I thought I saw Jesse J's Pinball Adventures, but it was Jersey Jack's. But I expected to see Jesse J's because I've listened to every episode of Jesse J's on Jesse J's Pinball Adventures, and I haven't listened to any episodes of Ken Cromwell's. Now, Ken, I'm sorry, I don't listen to industry podcasts. I didn't listen to one episode of the Spooky Pinball Podcast. I've never heard my man Neil, Mr. Schatz, on isn't that a cool last name for a pinball podcaster. I've never listened to him. No, wait, is Neil Schatz the guy who Neil from Coast to Coast? Neil Schatz is the guy who invented the Schatz shot. What am I talking about? Go vape another one, you dork. All right, so Jesse J came out of frickin' nowhere. And what I really, really, really liked about it was Ryan C. had the, he could see in her the potential that tracking her journey of learning about pinball would be worthwhile. And it's very raw. It's very unedited, which I really appreciate. She's funny. She's interesting. Her dynamic with Ryan C. is interesting because you can tell it's a little bit of a love-hate relationship. We don't know how much of that is true or how much of that is fake. And I have been fooled before at one point. Several times I have been fooled before during listening to Jesse J and thinking, I think she's really mad at him. I think she's really annoyed with him. I think she's really pissed. But I've been fooled in other pinball podcasts when I thought the co-hosts weren't getting along and apparently they're best buds. So I don't know. I don't really know these things. But I can say this, sorry, Ryan C., you don't win a junior nerdy, at least not in this category, because you were already in head-to-head. So newbie of the year, I'm sorry, Jesse J., you didn't make drop-down. I'll say this, I wouldn't be surprised if you do make drop-down next year because your pinball adventures are stellar. So all you pinball nerds, if you haven't heard that yet, especially if you're like newer to pinball, like, and I know I'm saying I'm 6 years in, I'm not really newer. Two of those 6 years were during COVID, so I haven't been out playing in tournaments or anything. She's really excited to go play in tournaments. I'm excited to see how she does. I think she's funny. They do the bomb or something, like the bachelor of the month or something of pinball. Anyways, I don't know how it's going with her and Ray Day, but it seems like that could be a match made in heaven when they finally get to meet. It's going to be so neat the first time we all go meet everybody. Oh, I'm 18 minutes through. Okay, let's keep moving on here. Oh, by the way, Jesse J, you're the only one who gets a trophy per se because you got first, but the trophy is here at Homesteadia, our little micro nation, our little paradise in the Great White North. You have to come here to get it. It's probably just a free beer or a small thing of maple syrup or maybe a one-off Christopher Franchi label that's on our tea, Orbital Albert's, my favorite tea, of course, Orbital's Creamsicle. I should have remembered the name quicker than that, but let's move on here. So most improved podcasters of the year. Number five is Chris, just barely cool enough for Schoolius, Mr. Canada himself. Now I have to say this, there's an asterisk here. I have been bugging Chris and I was a little drunk one time and I think Chris may have been maybe possibly. And we had a pretty long heart to heart when I was in a hotel last Groundhog Day. So it's been a year. And we both came to the same conclusion that he does want a better pinball as well as I do. But he has came to the conclusion that the way that he can best better pinball is by calling out manufacturers on less than stellar things like crappy play fields, pooling, issues with taking, not hitting their promises. And I do think he's the best pinball podcaster at that. I also think he has some of the best cadence in pinball. I think when he chooses to do some editing, it's actually pretty good. Where my asterisk was and why he's not higher up on this list is because that last whole month and a half, I did kind of stop talking to Chris there. Sorry, Chris, it wasn't just because of COVID. I did reach out after he got COVID and wished him the best. But Chris, when he was going on to live streams, he did get into a fight last year with Chris the Pinturn and was over the top rude. I'm not even sure if that was in the Deep Root chat or Led Zeppelin. It was one of the big releases. And after that, I was really pissed. I took him off his friends list. I think I'm still blocked from his page, which is funny because I can go on there as Pinball Nerds Podcast, but not as Albert Agar. And usually you'd think another pinball podcast would do the opposite. They would block so you couldn't, not that I go in there to advertise, I go in there to see what the hell's going on with him. Anyways, I do want to say this from year to year, from an outside view, and I know a lot of people don't like Chris. He is very controversial. I even have good friends who won't listen to him, who can't stand him, and that's fine. I listen because I feel like it's part of my duty to listen, and sometimes I turn the show off. There was a 3-month period where he just kept talking about pooling every episode. I just said, okay, that's enough for me. And that's the same thing. A lot of people do that to mine. They go, okay, Orby went off topic 3 times. Turn her off. We'll let him try again tomorrow. And I know that happens. It's going to happen. This is called a stream of consciousness audio blog. It's not a podcast per se. That's just the category that would make sense when people are typing it in to find the best. That's the same with Chris's. His isn't really a podcast per se. It's just an audio blog on how his interactions with Pinball are going. And that's what really makes Chris different. And that's why I do hope Chris does come back. He's on a little bit of a hiatus. I hope he takes time off. I wish him and Brenda and Bubba and their newborn baby Canada boy the best. But I will continue to call Chris out 100% in chat. No freaking holds bar, Chris. You know it. If you're being rude or mean, especially during an important day on Twitch, I will call you out like I have 5, 6, 7 times. I will message you personally. I'll tell you to shut up and I'll ask the moderators to ban you. But dude, when you're doing good and your show's running well and you're properly in a constructive criticism way, not being rude or mean or condescending, but if you're properly calling out, and there's a couple of shows where he messaged me and he's like, dude, I know I was kind of negative in that one. I was kind of rude to so-and-so and I was kind of, and I listened to the whole episode and I wrote him back and I said, Chris, dude, yeah, you called out a manufacturer there, but you weren't condescending. You didn't like purposely call out Zach Sharp or anyone at Stern or anyone at any companies. You know, you didn't name call, you weren't belittling. You just gave constructive criticism. And those episodes, I think they're great. The ones where he goes off topic too much and it becomes like the last month and a half there where it was a lot talking about other pinball podcasts and kind of why he's better. And honestly, Chris, if I could give you one big piece of advice that I'm probably too afraid to give you in real life when I get to come have beers with you and interview you on the show, I will say this, Chris. Please don't mention how you're the number one pinball podcast anymore. Please, or limit yourself to like once every 10 shows, because as much as people are sick of hearing Jeff Teolis talk about how he won the World Tour in Australia, and people are sick of hearing me talk about A, I think people who listen to Chris, even people who like Chris even more than I do, or like big, I'm not like a hardcore, like I don't think everything he does is perfect by any means, and I don't hate other podcasts because of it. However, yeah, don't mention that anymore, Chris. Don't, when you make a return, be even more positive. Be better at constructive criticism. Don't name other pinball podcasters, especially not in a negative light. And don't ever again. Oh man, I just don't want him to win the Twippy, so we have to hear about it for a year. Can we just give it to Super Awesome Pinball Show? Because I think I think Franchi will mention it, and I'm sure Christian Lime will mention it. But I would be shocked if they brought it up and rubbed it in worse than Canada, because that's just not cool. You want to win these things, but also be like, try to be a little bit humble and kind. Did you guys hear my acceptance speech for the for the reach arounds? Wow. This might be a 2-parter episode. I'm not going to lie. Let's try to go fast. Number 4 is Jeff Teolis's and Marty Robbins' Most Improved, because they both had other shows, but I think what they've done with the final round is unique enough and different enough, especially like with the commercials and them, all the joking stuff. There's way more editing. You can hear a lot more editing in the final round than you would have heard in head-to-head or even, well, I don't know with Pinball Profile. I think there's quite a bit in that, but Jeff's not like doing joke stuff as much in that one. So this is going to be a 2-parter. I can already see this is going to be a 2-parter. Sorry, guys. It's going to be a 2-parter. next on this list is Drew and Ian. They really came into their own in this last year. I think they did a great job with the show. They've really figured out what they want to do. I'm kind of glad they got rid of Effort Fridays so they can concentrate on their main thing, even though my wife, that was one of her favorite pinball podcasts, of course, because it wasn't about pinball. It was about like 90s and cool, weird stuff. Number 2 on this list is David Dennis. Now, some of you will say, Most Improved, David Dennis wasn't even on the air in 2019. That is not true. Mr. David Dennis co-hosted, as all of my interviewees do, co-hosted an episode with me back there at the end of 2019. I kind of discovered him. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't discover him. And I think he was already in the works of wanting to get a pinball podcast together, I believe he said. So number 1 on this list is Crystal Gemmick. from going back and listening to Bumper to Bumper and Riptide, which sound more a lot like, you know, mine, that are a little more unedited, a little more raw, maybe not the best sound quality, to all the way up to her interview with Mike Vinokur and then her interview with Marty Robbins. Wowie, wowie, wowie. Crystal, you killed it. We'd like to see more of you, but Crystal, you nailed it. Okay, best sound effects. The Pinball Show. I believe this is mostly Zach Menny's doing, but he adds a lot more, like, you know, it's not just goats screaming. And Zach, are they my goats sometimes? I know I hope they're Luke and Leia on there yelling. Next is Puppet Pals. Puppet Pals, wow, I did not think they would win an award, but I have to be honest with myself. I have listened to every episode. Sometimes they're a bit much for me. I got to listen to them on like a Friday afternoon when I'm having a beer or two or just having fun or shooting the shots. I can't listen on a Monday morning when I'm serious, but Puppet Pals are growing on me. Number two is Franchi Saps, a super awesome pinball show, especially that awesome Christmas show. Number one is Joshua Jacobs from Silver Ball Stories. Oh my gosh, you killed it. Now, I know he has another pinball podcast, but if you listen to the sound effects in this one, they're just incredible. And just the quality, like it's like radio quality or better. If it doesn't work, if a pinball manufacturer out there is looking for someone to do sound effects right, please contact this guy, because he's going to do a better job doing it than anyone who ever worked at Hot Wheels or worked on Hot Wheels. Sorry. All right. Where the frick are they now? I might be able to squeeze this into one just barely. Where the frick are they now? Chris, the Pintern. Where the frick you been, dude? Used to live stream like 10 times a week. Then COVID hit, and now we don't live stream anymore. In fact, the last live streaming I saw was with Crystal Gemmick. And since then, I haven't seen a live stream. Chris, I want to see you some more, buddy. And Chris did that one awesome interview for me, but I haven't heard him on any other pinball podcast. Haven't seen him writing in lots or talking to many. And I know Chris, you know, wants to go out and do this after COVID when he can go dress up and meet people in person. And I know we're going to see a big Chris comeback from Chris next year with that. The next one is Mrs. Pin. Where the heck you been? I know you're on the Super Awesome Pinball Show, but like, what the heck? Okay, the next is the Meltdown Pinball Podcast. Mrs. Pin, I know you've been super busy. I'm totally just kidding, but I would like to hear you rant and rave on Mrs. Pin's pinball podcast more often. I love you on Saps. You did an incredible job on there the last time with Sophia, but I want to hear more. I love Mrs. Pin. I want to hear more. That's all. Number three is the Meltdown Pinball Podcast. Greg Pavarelli had been on that a couple times. Oh, excuse me. That's primarily with Steve Bowden. That's where he just gets drunk and talk pinball. I think maybe because he works for a manufacturer, he doesn't do it anymore, but I don't care. Steve, I want to hear more. You've got that platform. Use it. Tell us about Deep Root. Tell us what you're doing there. I would listen. Number four is Bill Webb. Number two is Bill Webb. Bill Webb, I miss you. I hope, Bill Webb, you're having a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And Bill, I want to hear you on more shows more often. We do get to hear Bill from time to time on the Flippin' Out channel on Monday nights, very rarely. But I want to hear more Bill, and maybe I should reach out to Bill and try to get him on the show. I think I'll do that. And number five, where the frick are you? I already alluded to this, is Crystal Gemnick. That's right. Crystal, I'm missing you. You had that awesome interview with Marty, and I believe you haven't had one now for a little bit of time. So now I know people get busy, and 2020 has been a hell of a year, but whenever it is that you're ready to record again, Crystal, I'll be here as your number one fan, ready and waiting. And by the way, all the winners, including Crystal, have a little mini junior nerdy here waiting for you at Homesteadia on my 7 acres of bliss. Come and get it. It's going to be awesome. All right, there's two more left. Can I do two in a minute? Probably not. Probably not. All right, most overlooked pins of the year: Punny Factory, Rick and Morty, TMNT, Led Zeppelin, and Stranger Things. Then Pintern of the Year, Chris the Pintern, awesome interview with Game Time Television, Tim Lion Man Lee, Drop Target Danielle, number two, Glenn the Skateboarder, I loved that song, and number one on this list is Ian Gamma Goat Hairwear. Ian, thank you so much for every time that you've came on. Each and every time that you've came on, it's been a pleasure. He is truly, you know, if I were going to do someone that was going to be on the show full-time, all the time, it would probably have to be Ian, even though, you know, I don't know if I have the sound quality set up to do him justice. I think he could start his own pinball podcast, but I am going to try to. I think he's been on the most times. I think I'm going to try to get him monthly in the future or something. Anyways, pinball nerds, here is a little bit of Bare Naked Ladies, Enid, not Eden. And until next time, pinball nerds, remember to eat, sleep, and breathe the junior nerdies. Really knew each other anyway. Maybe we never.